Sigrun Evans in a prophetic look at the future, though not so bright. 1969 was the year that one's for, in the year 2525, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. I mentioned New Year's Eve, as a matter of fact, that the New York Times had picked the 10 best movies of the year, the 10 best films of 1970. They picked The Ballad of Cable Hogue, Little Big Man, Loving, The Wild Child, MASH, My Night at Maud's, The Passion of Anna, Tristana, Catch-22, and Fellini's Satyricon. Well, Mrs. Tietze and I put our heads together yesterday and figured out our favorite five movies of 1970 and our least favorite movies of the year. We'll be doing that later on this morning. So it'll be fun, at least for Mrs. Tietze and I. New Year's savings at Knob Hill Farms. Utility-grade oven-ready turkeys. All weights, 29 cents a pound, one to a family. Ocean Spray Fresh Cranberries, 1 pound cello pack, 10 cents. Young Geese, utility-grade oven-ready. All weights, 49 cents a pound. Potatoes, Ontario grade number one, 99 cents for a 50-pound bag. From Ontario's poultry farms, all white grade A large eggs, 3 dozen, $1. And Hilltop sugar-cured rindless sliced side bacon, 1 pound cello pack, 39 cents. Canada Pack is red brand beef, steaks and roasts, porterhouse, round and sirloin, 99 cents a pound. Granulated white sugar, 5 pound bag, 39 cents. Bananas, 7 cents a pound. Knob Hill Farms, Highway 7 and the Don Valley Parkway. They're open today until 10 p.m. Geez, Lonely Days and Lonely Nights on CKFH. It's 14 minutes after 8 o'clock in the Tom Fulton Show Saturday morning. Although, the Cleveland Cavaliers of the National Basketball Association lost 35 of their first 38 games, Coach Bill Fitch has been able to retain a sense of humor. In 16 years as a college coach, Fitch's teams never lost more than 4 consecutive games. And this season, the Cavaliers already have losing streaks of 15 and 12 games. Fitch says, 2 years ago, I was the coach of the year in Ohio, and the legislature passed a resolution praising my achievements. This year, they'll probably pass a law against me.
Metro weather.
Cloudy today with a high of 35. Clear tonight with a low of 20 and cloudy tomorrow. At the moment, in Toronto, it's 35 degrees. A shocking percentage of pedestrian traffic fatalities occur in the 65 and over age group. Older folks often find traffic confusing, or they are forgetful and too often walk into danger. Go out of your way to help them go their way in safety. From the rock opera, Jesus Christ Superstar, that is Superstar, on the Tom Fulton Show, 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Two major upsets occurred in yesterday's U.S. college bowl games. Notre Dame defeated top-ranked Texas in the Cotton Bowl, and Stanford rode the passing of quarterback Jim Plunkett to a win over second-rated Ohio State in the Rose Bowl. Third and fourth-ranked Nebraska and Tennessee earned victories. Nebraska won the Orange Bowl over Louisiana State, and Tennessee steamrolled the Air Force in the Sugar Bowl. Fred Stanfield, John McKenzie, and Ken Hodge each collected 2 goals, and the Boston Bruins drubbed the Buffalo Sabres 9-4. It was the only NHL game last night, but this evening, only Buffalo and Boston are idle. We'll be broadcasting the Maple Leafs and Detroit Red Wings tangle on CKFH tonight at 8 p.m. Preparations continue in Baltimore and San Francisco for the two U.S. professional football championships today. In cold and windy Baltimore, the Colts and Oakland Raiders will go through final workouts for the American Conference championship game. In milder San Francisco, the 49ers and Dallas Cowboys battle for the National Conference Championship. In OHA Junior Racing, Catharines defeated Niagara Falls 6-1, Peterborough 5, Kitchener 1, and Oshawa defeated the Marlies 7-2.
CKFH, Toronto.
And get them while you wait. Public Optical, open daily, 9 till 9, Saturday, 9 till 6. Sunday, noon to 6, all at 69 Queenie.
Happy holidays! CKFH.
It's 8:25 in Toronto. This is by Donovan from 1964. One of his earliest hits, if not his earliest international hit. It's called Colors.
Yellow is the color of mattress.
That's Mike Nesmith and his first national band with Silver Moon Saturday morning. Good morning, the Tom Fulton Show, 6.5 minutes before 9 o'clock. You'll be happy to know, well, you won't be happy to know. You'll be happy to know if you're selling. You will be unhappy to know if you're buying, that the cost of resale houses is now around $29,500 in Toronto, which is not surprising that the number of properties changing hands during 1970 decreased by 17%. As the price, the average price per house increased, right? As it went up to $29,500, 17% decline in the houses. However, now this is interesting. If you're thinking of buying or selling, the real estate board believes that there'll be a gradual improvement in 1971 as far as selling goes, and selling and buying will reach boom proportions by mid-1972. So if you bought a house this year, even if you did pay a little more for it, you may really clean up by 1972. The average price of new detached homes in Metro is about $40,000. And how much do you make a year?
You can dance every dance with the guy. Say the last dance for me.
The Drifters from 1960 and Save the Last Dance for Me. I mentioned earlier that today, later on this morning, I'll be mentioning the list of the 5 best and worst movies in Mrs. Tietze's and mine opinion. Our own opinion. We worked all yesterday and categorized all the movies that we saw and listed our 5 best and our 5 worst in our own humble opinion. Everybody else is doing it, you know. Why not us? Just common, ordinary people paying their bread to see the movies. Anyway, we'll be doing that later on this morning. Last year, I mentioned that I saw a window display in the village, Yorkville Village, at the corner of Hazleton and Yorkville in Elliot's place, with Santa Claus sitting on a toilet, with his pants off, of course. And I said that was probably the poorest taste of any window display I had ever seen. Well, I passed it today, and I don't think Elliot has surpassed himself, but it's very close. Today, he still has the toilet in the window, an obvious fixation there of some sort, and there is a fully dressed man suffering, I imagine, from a hangover, or too much to drink, certainly. He has a New Year's a cap on his head, little streamers hanging over. He's crawling on his hands and knees with his shoes off, and he has his head in the toilet. That's the window display this time. I mentioned it to Robert E. McIntyre, and Robert thinks it's a great idea because at least it attracts attention to the place. Yuck! I always walk to work Saturday morning, see all the things, you know. Walk to work today down Yonge Street, and Mustache, which is a clothing store just south of Bloor Street on Yonge Street, they also had a toilet in the window. Nothing happening, you know, but just in the window. What is it? There's something, some fascination about toilets or something. It's very strange. I suppose there must be a fascination, or I wouldn't talk about it, would I? Or would I? This is Alan Nichols and Coming Apart.